People over the age of 60 will be able to book appointments for their next COVID-19 booster vaccine from the 15th of August on the HSE website. People aged 50 and over and people with long-term health conditions will be offered booster vaccines in the coming weeks. Colm Henry is a Chief Clinical Officer with the HSE and he joins us now. Good morning, Colm Henry.
Good morning.
Before we talk about the rollout itself, what's the clinical basis for continuing to vaccinate the population? Is it still essential?
Yes, absolutely. What we see is longer protection from serious illness, particularly hospitalization, intensive care unit, admission to intensive care, and ultimately this risk of dying from COVID-19, particularly among vulnerable groups. And what we do see, however, is there's a waning of immunity against infection from COVID-19. And that's why NIAC issued their most recent advice urging extension of this, what we call the second booster, which was originally advised for those aged 65 and older, or those aged 12 and older with immune system problems. Now they're advising extension of that to those aged 50 and over, or those aged between 12 and 49 with underlying medical conditions. And as happened at different previous phases of this vaccination program, we're inviting people on a phased basis as of today to register for attendance, beginning with those aged 60 to 64.
Just to follow up on that, is it the same vaccine which will people receive as they did last year, or has it been changed to take account of any virus mutations?
Not necessarily. Yes, exactly the same vaccine. The Pfizer vaccine is licensed and given to those aged under 30. And for those over that age, it can be the Pfizer or Moderna vaccine. There are newer vaccines on the horizon. They're being assessed by the European Medicines Agency, who will assess all available evidence before informing us and other member states whether or not they're safe and effective to be rolled out. But for the time being, we're using the existing vaccine stock, which we know to have efficacy against even the most recent variant, the BA.5, which is thankfully receding now in terms of the numbers presenting a positive test presenting to hospitals.
Okay, tell me about this latest rollout then. People over 60 being encouraged to make an appointment for a booster dose. How large is that cohort? And what do you anticipate the uptake will be? I mean, am I right in thinking that there's effectively been a fall off in attendance, a fall off in interest?
Yes, and we've seen among countries in Europe, perhaps the highest level of vaccination, one of the highest is in Ireland, but for those aged 18 and above, 95-96% of the eligible population vaccinated. Even for that first booster, we see figures as large as 78%. For this most recent campaign, the second booster, a little bit more disappointing, approaching 60% for those aged 65 and above, and those with immunosuppression aged 12 and above. And it's perhaps understandable as the fear passes and people sense that the pandemic is no longer a threat, that we didn't see the same levels of uptake in this recent second booster campaign for those groups than we saw previously. But I would urge anybody listening, this isn't about now, it's not about the waning effect of a BA.5 variant among our population in the summer. It's about the autumn and winter and getting protection against infection in the coming months, particularly when we may see a seasonal influenza, we may see respiratory viruses co-circulate with COVID-19.
And how long are people aged over 50 going to have to wait before they're going to be able to avail of a booster? I hear it's happening in the coming weeks, but is that September? Is it October? When is it?
Well, we're beginning with those, we're asking people aged 16 and above to register as of today, and those vaccine centres will be open for business from Monday coming. For those aged 55 or more, it'll be the week after. We're asking them August 22nd. For those aged 50 or above, it's August 29th. And those with underlying conditions aged 12 and above, we'll be registering such patients for interest from September the 1st. And it's important to note that we're keeping those vaccination centres open, and there's also large numbers of participating GPs and pharmacists. So people have a range of channels through which they can access the vaccine and keep themselves and their loved ones safe.
By the time winter hits, how far will the vaccination programme have advanced?
And we're clearly hopeful that we will see high levels of uptake maintained. As I said, understandably, is interest waned a little with the second booster. I would urge anybody listening to think ahead, to think of autumn and winter, and think of the protection that this vaccine will give you against serious illness, but also protect you against infection. And it's not just for your own sake, but it will help protect others who are more vulnerable than you are, maybe, in terms of getting not just infection from COVID-19, but serious illness due to COVID-19. So clearly we have a communications campaign, which is starting today, and we'll be urging people through multiple media channels to get vaccinated, and we'll be making clear to them that there are several channels available, as I said, vaccination centres as well as GPs, participating GPs and pharmacists.
Just one last question. Is there not going to be a special designation made for students, particularly in advance of going back to college, that they might be a cohort who a priority should be made to ensure that they, in as much as possible, get boosted as well?
Well, for eligible students within that age range, there will be those underlying conditions. And what we would say for those people in that cohort is to use those existing channels I just mentioned. As with every other phase of the vaccine program, we'll gauge the demand and the response. And what we've done before is stand up pop-up clinics, additional clinics, walk-in clinics. We don't see the need for the moment based on demand or anticipated demand. But should we see huge demand that cannot be met by appointments in vaccination centres, we'll stand up further clinics. And if we see low uptake among certain groups, such as those aged between 12 and 49 with underlying conditions, we look at other means and other potential channels to maximise uptake.
Colm Henry is the Chief Clinical Officer with the HSE. Thanks very much for joining us.